clothed in majesty. Let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Age to age, he stands.
McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us, returning with part two of Activated Activities by God's Spirit. Welcome and thanks for tuning in to show 117. Praying. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask your blessings on this show, that it be to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. lifting up verses 4 through 6 of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 from the NIV. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. In the first part of this message, there was reference to the dysfunction, disorder, and disunity among the Corinthians. Paul talks about the diversity of spiritual gifts in chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians, and he talks about how and why God gives spiritual gifts to Christians. That's primarily going to be the focus of this second part of the message. Some Christians may have been given more than one of these gifts, while it seems that others hadn't received any. But Paul wanted to be clear in informing the Corinthians that every Christian is spiritual. Every Christian is spiritual because every Christian has the Holy Spirit, and only those with the Holy Spirit can sincerely attest to the fact that Jesus is Lord. Therefore, every believer can say without a doubt that Jesus is Lord. God distributes his spiritual gifts, his acts of service, and other activities in a wide variety and activities, each with his Holy Spirit. Thus, we have activated activities in us by the Spirit of God. Hence, the activities that are in us are activated by the Spirit of God. The commonality and or mutuality is that they each come from the same Holy Spirit. When looking into these concerning spiritual gifts, and I'd like to speak on 9 of them, we will find that the gift of wisdom comes from God, as do the other spiritual gifts. We use, and the use of wisdom is successfully displayed when forming the correct plan to gain the desired results. With the gift of knowledge from reading, researching, and memorizing facts, we can teach, educate, preach, and do other things, knowing that there is no one panacea to the preaching and learning process, knowing that there is no one panacea to the teaching and learning process, knowing that there is more than one method, modality, or approach by which an individual learns. We can teach, preach, and educate. God has given others something to offer to the teaching and learning process. So in knowing this, why would one insist on becoming self-centered and puffed up over his or her spiritual gift? Faith, Hebrews 11 and 1, is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Gift of healing comes through the power of God through Jesus Christ. We read that in 1 Corinthians 12. The gift of miraculous powers is imparted to individuals by the power of the Holy Spirit, also in 1 Corinthians 12. The gift of prophecy is not limited to predicting the future. It can mean giving a message received from God to a community of believers. Prophecy is spoken to the believers for their strengthening, their encouragement, and for their comfort. Thus, the prophet or prophetess has prophesied. Apostle Paul mentions the gift of discerning and distinguishing between the spirits. At the time of the Apostle Paul, there were false prophets, as there are today, false prophets deluding people. This passage says that these words mean the ability to tell who is spiritual and who is not spiritual. In 1 John 4:1-3, we read, "Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many prophets have gone out into the world." This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you had heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. For the gifts of speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues is an authentic gift of the Spirit. God has not given everyone the gift of speaking in tongues. For those who have the gift of speaking in tongues, you are admonished to follow the teachings regarding this gift as recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, specifically verses 2-5. Those gifted with the interpretation of tongues edify the church. You build up the church in a moral, emotional, intellectual, and spiritual sense through encouragement and your instructions. Your gift is for the common good. It is for the good of everyone. Inwardly turned gifts can become self-centered and chaotic, because a person can make the gift about themselves. They can endeavor to manipulate others or to serve their own personal interests. Gifts and ministries may overlap, but each believer has a special God-designed role which is activated by God's Holy Spirit. Each gift has been distributed by God. Each individual is to serve in their capacity. The healthy church will serve in their spiritual gifts. They will serve in their God-given talents, and with their natural abilities, they will serve. God will activate your activities and your actions with His Holy Spirit if the service is to glorify Him. You are encouraged to serve, because the people need your service so they can be built up. Serve to help the church, the body of Christ, work more efficiently and more effectively and not to be divided. God needs your service to others, because then God is glorified. Would you like to become a work in progress? You can do so today. Invite Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior. Are you a work in progress already? In either case, what spiritual implications and or applications do these verses hold for you? Let us approach the throne of grace. Dear Heavenly Father, you are an awesome and great God. We ask for your forgiveness in our neglect of your precious spiritual gifts. Thank you for your forgiveness and untiring love for each of us. Thank you for our spiritual gifts, and may we always use them with love to build up the body of Christ. We pray for those in need, and specifically and especially for those seeking the Savior, Jesus the Christ. our Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There will be two songs at the closing. The first one is 1 Corinthians 12, 11 by the Tomas family. And the second one is Holy Spirit by Carrie Joby, featuring Cody Carnes, which was used to close both parts one and two of this message. Amen.
First Corinthians 12:11. But one and the same Spirit works all these things. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He will. But one and the same Spirit works all these things. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one as He will. 1 Corinthians 12:11.
Your glory, God, is what I place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord.
You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit exquisitebarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.